This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. On our program today, we're joined by David Pike. David is with Mitchell County Safe Place, a domestic violence organization. As part of Domestic Violence Awareness Month, we've been discussing the nature of domestic violence. David, briefly review what we discussed last week.
Well, we mentioned last week that Domestic Violence Awareness Month is something that's celebrated, not celebrated, but is participated in by all the organizations around the country. And we talked last week about the fact that domestic violence is all about control. That is more about control than it is about violence, and that violence is merely one means or the ultimate means of trying to exercise control. And we talked about various ways that control happens, you know, everything from controlling relationships to controlling access to the bank account. We talked about how domestic violence is cyclical in nature. And we talked about a tension phase, a violence phase, and then a honeymoon phase. And that with time, these acts of violence get worse, and they get more intense, and they get more frequent. So it's not something that gets better with time. And the disappointing thing is that women, when they're in the honeymoon phase, want the relationship to continue so desperately that they're willing to go back with the abuser. And we've talked about in past weeks about how sometimes they'll go back as many as 7 times, is kind of the national average. And we also talked last week about really the most dangerous time is when an abuser thinks his partner is going to leave, and that she really, really needs to be careful during that time. And it was during that phase when a woman left was when act of violence that resulted in a victim's death happened over in Silva a few weeks ago.
David, why is it that a woman is most at risk when she leaves?
Well, there are several factors at work here. First of all, the abuser, you know, psychologically at his core, he's a very insecure person, and he's so insecure and fearful of losing the woman that he'll do anything to prevent that from happening. And that's the reason for this honeymoon phase. And it's during the honeymoon phase that just after violence has occurred that he's trying to win her back. And if that doesn't work, if he can't win her back, then the mindset seems to be that if I can't have her, nobody's going to have her. So you really, really have to be careful during that particular phase if you're thinking about leaving.
The shelter client who was killed in Silva was in this situation, wasn't she?
Absolutely. She had just left. She was trying to get her life back together again. And, you know, it was very, very tragic what happens here. But, you know, in discussing her case, we can talk about some of the points here. First of all, in reading the newspaper articles, we found out that her abuse was cyclical. There had been several previous instances of abuse. And we also read where the husband had been in abusive relationships with other women in the past. So it was cyclical in nature. Obviously, the abuse increased to such intensity that she could no longer stand it, and that's why she left. And there were some indications in the articles that he had tried positive things to win her back. And when that didn't work, he put together this plan and was very patient, executed that plan, and it resulted in her death.
David, it sounds like the woman is in a no-win situation. Either she stays in an abusive relationship or leaves, and then she risks even more violence, even death. What is the answer?
Well, the answer is that the victim needs a plan, and I've mentioned several times, the last thing you want to do is threaten to leave. That's put you in a very vulnerable situation. If you're going to do that, make sure you've got the police standing right next to you, because chances are there's going to be some violence that's going to occur. You need to have a plan, and our folks are trained to talk about what that plan needs to be. But you know, you need to have a place to go. You need to have, if you've got any cash available, you need to have that. There are certain papers you need to bring with you. All those kinds of things. And the first time that the husband or the partner should know about this is when he suddenly realizes that she's gone. So you really need to be careful with that.
If someone wants to talk with someone about putting together a plan, your staff can help, right? Give us a phone number.
Absolutely. We're available 24 hours a day, and we encourage people to talk with us first before they act. Don't be impulsive. Just let's have a plan and make this work. So call us. Our number is 765-4044. That's 765-4044, 24 hours a day. And remember, stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you. Thanks for listening.